Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Bharat Forge conference call to discuss acquisition of JS Autocast. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Kalyani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Good evening. Sorry for the extremely late hour in the day. Unfortunately, I happen to be in the U.S., so it's quite early over here. I'm happy to announce that Bharat Forge has entered into an agreement for the acquisition of JS Autocast, which has facilities located in Coimbatore. This is a privately owned company, entrepreneur set up and run, which is primarily present in the industrial space of castings. They make critical and complex machine castings for a variety of industries, the largest being the renewable energy industry, meaning wind. They also cater to the hydraulic sector, off-highway, and some amount of specialty automotive segments. They manufacture castings from about 7 kilos to about half a ton. They have a very strong position in the market with marquee customers, many of whom are existing customers of Bharat Forge and the Kalyani Group, and they are a preferred supplier to quite a few of our customers as well. They have a strong operating team, very good operations, profitable, and with a lot of headroom to grow in terms of capacity as well as in terms of space. As you're aware, in the near past, we also acquired another industrial company, and we intend to grow our industrial vertical very substantially because we see tremendous opportunities in the industrial space, whether it is industrial off-highway, whether it is industrial renewable, or other specialty industrial. We believe this acquisition will allow us to broaden our product portfolio and grow our revenues, bring in more new customers, and make us a much more critical and, let's say, strategic supplier to many of our customers and move up the value chain, as well as being EPS accretive from day one. This will also substantially increase our revenues from the clean tech sector, which is an area which we are focusing on because it's good for the environment. It's also an area of high growth, and India becoming a strong player in that area. So this company had a revenue of about 260 crores in 2021. This is, in spite of the impact of COVID. It's had a 10-year CAGR of about 20%, 5-year of about 18%. It has a healthy ROC and RONW greater than 20%. And we expect to close this transaction in Q1 of FY23. I think what we're trying to say basically is that, it is our entry into the casting sector as a process. As you already know, we have an entry in the aluminum. We are already present in the aluminum casting sector for lightweighting. This is now our second presence in the casting sector, more from an industrial point of view. Allow us to address a larger range of products, increase our supply content per customer, and increase our industrial revenue quite substantially. So that's really all I wanted to say, and I think we can now do a Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have any follow-up, may we request you to rejoin the queue. The first question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congrats on entry into castings through this acquisition. I have a few questions. First, with respect to, can you share what's the kind of valuation you have paid for this company?
So I just want to say this right up front. We will not share the valuation as of this time. So I don't want to, you know, any more questions on that. But as all I'm saying is that I think it's a good valuation. It's a fair valuation for a good company.
Okay. Sure.
What is your next question, Mr. Gandhi?
Yeah, so second question is with respect to the revenue breakup. So you indicated it will increase our revenue from renewable space quite materially. Can you indicate what kind of revenues they get from renewable space and other segments?
So our industrial revenue, as you know, is close to 40%. And that is broken up into three primary areas. One is energy, which is largely oil and gas. The second is construction and mining. And the third is renewable energy, where we supply a lot of products into wind energy related components. So our current revenues for renewable energy, I don't have exactly, but let's just put it this way, that this will move us in the direction of creating, you know, somewhere in the region of triple digit value for, you know, give us a roadway, a roadmap for getting into a triple digit $1 million renewable energy business in the near future. Not, this will not make that happen, but this will take us along that path, because it will allow us to expand our product portfolio and then grow this business as well.
Okay. And in terms of synergy, it would be largely front-end, right, with respect to common customers. On back-end, do you see any material synergies and scope to improve margin for this company?
There should be some synergies. There are definitely going to be synergies on procurement, because a lot of the stuff that they procure, you know, is foundry-related grades of pig iron, scrap, etc., which we also procure for our steel plant. So there should be some synergy. There will be synergies on those sides as well.
Okay. And lastly, can you share
the whole cost optimization on financial, you know, financial costs, etc.
Okay, and can you share the capacity? What's the capacity and what utilization it will operate at?
So there, I think installed capacity is about 45,000 tons. They're operating at about 25,000-26,000 tons.
Got it. I'll fall back into you. Thanks.
They're operating at about 50-55%.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Amte from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Amit. I think you guys are, this is the second acquisition in the non-auto space. So if you have to look at the 3 years down the line, for you with both this and the earlier acquisition, if you have taken into account, what's the mix you are trying to look at, non-auto versus auto, and how do you see your action on the ground to
realize? I wouldn't look at mix, because we also will grow our auto business, especially on the e-mobility and lightweighting side. So what I would rather say is, how will we look at the non-auto business growing? The non-auto, non-oil and gas business will, you know, grow, like I would say, more than 2x in the next 3 years.
Okay. 2x in next 3 years.
Yeah.
If I heard. Okay. And second one is, in terms of client profile and all, how does this company... Do you able to leverage existing clients to build a capacity, or do they bring in any additional clients for you whom you never tapped? How are you looking at
it? Definitely brings in additional clients as well. But more than additional clients, what it allows us to do is to address a larger share of our customers' wallets, and in the future, hopefully also move up the value chain by doing more value-added work for our customers and become like a move towards being like a system supplier kind of thing.
Okay, so this is a step towards that system supplier, in that both having both the forging and custom together.
And it will allow us to leverage our global customer relationships and grow our global business.
Okay. And the last one is, casting is relatively more, I would say, a craft than a mechanization. Has that changed, or do you feel scalability coming through in the casting business with you entering, or what held you till back, and why are you getting into the casting in a full-fledged manner?
No. I don't think that is true. That is true for the very large sand foundries where you're making, one-offs and things like that. Here, they have volume production. I mean, the volumes can range from, a few hundred to a few thousand, but obviously it's not, a process such as forging where you have tremendous automation. But nonetheless, they do have some automation, and there is scope for a lot more automation, which we will do going forward.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
And there are some very clear reasons why we're doing this. I think we're very confident that this will allow us to grow our, customer base, grow our revenues, grow our exports. So that's our focus for doing this.
Okay. Thanks, Amit, and all the best.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Renewable is a mega trend. Renewable is linked to the whole green and clean energy cycle, and this is definitely a mega trend, and we believe that we are well poised to take advantage of this from India.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishit Jalan from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Amit. Amit, can you share some details in terms of the names of the key customers and what are the key products where JS Auto Cast is kind of focusing within these non-auto segments? Some more details on that.
I don't see any need to share any names of customers in detail. I think this is a bad practice because it's not really, it's competitive information as well. So I think we need to stop doing that. And all I will say is that we have a lot of similar customers, and this will also bring a few new customers to us.
Got it. I mean, it is possible to share some of the key specific products which these guys have been strong.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I will talk about the segments. I will talk about the segments, and the segments are renewable energy, hydraulics, and off-highway.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rustam Tambe from eValueServe. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question has already been answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Basudeb Banerjee from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. A couple of questions. One, as you said, the utilization levels are 60%, so scope to improve utilization. What's the export mix for this entity as of now, or can you enhance exports from?
We can dramatically enhance the exports. I think they're somewhere, the current exports are somewhere in the region of about 45%.
Okay, that's good enough, so it can further grow. And second thing, sir, what is the debt on its books?
Debt is very, very, very small, and we've assumed that in our enterprise value.
Oh, so nothing
No, nothing meaningful.
Sure, okay, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Amit, my question is on the capacity you talked about. There is a scope to increase utilization and add capacity. So any sense on what kind of capacity addition can we do from the current infrastructure there?
We could easily add, just by debottlenecking and by some amount of minor investment, we could increase capacity by about 25%. Beyond our nameplate capacity. And then, of course, you would have to make investments for additional capacity. But this has potential to grow quite substantially.
Okay. But you indicated there is additional space. So, we have scope at Sanghvi Forging to increase our capacity by two, three times. Is the similar scope present over here or 25%?
And especially on the value-added side, there's a lot of scope to add and almost double the capacity.
Okay. Up only on the machining side.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it. Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Pramod Amthe from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Amit. So considering that it's a pretty impressive company, looks like on the ROC and all that, any reasons why the existing promoters are exiting?
It was a succession issue. The owner wanted to, hand it over when it was doing well, and while he didn't have any issues immediately, but he wanted to find a good home for it.
Okay, thanks. And second, would you...
He's done a very good job of running the business.
Yeah, that's what I was curious. And second, when you say you will be a system supplier, would you be able to give some examples in the sense how what you supply to wind energy components now?
Not yet. Not yet. That is what we will aim to do. I'm not going to make an entire system, but see, everybody, when they are expanding capacity, is not going to do everything in-house. So there will be more outsourcing. So they will move from buying components to buying small assemblies to buying machined assemblies and so on and so forth. So there is opportunity to grow.
Okay. And that will be a much bigger value addition capture than just sending the company.
That's a five-year, that's a second horizon kind of opportunity. Okay. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay. Sure. Thanks. Thanks.
But it's not, it's going to be complementary to our existing customers.
Okay. But the designing and all capabilities still lie with the customer in that sense.
Today that may be the situation, but tomorrow the customers may expect us to do it for them. So that is doable.
And does the industry still work like part suppliers and tier one, tier two there also in the industrial components?
Yes.
So with these type of systems, you would get closer and move up the tier line, or how does it?
I mean, it remains to look, we just bought this company, just buying this company. And I think we need 6 months to get our arms around it and decide what to prioritize and how to go about it. But we clearly see, significant opportunities.
And does this, it also has a small part, if I heard right, in terms of off-highway. Does it also give you excitement to get into the automobile castings, or it's completely no-go?
They do make some specialty automotive castings, low-ish volume, low to medium volume, but very critical parts.
Okay. And that is still EV protected in that sense, and that gives you more opportunity going forward? Is it protected by the ICE versus EV combination, and does it excite you to expand much bigger?
It does allow us to expand, obviously, but I think our focus is clearly going to be on the bigger components and not the smaller components necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, look, if we see more traction, for supplying machine components on a smaller side, we will pursue that.
Okay. Now, I was asking more, you guys have been very strong in forging. This opens a door for casting, and hence, would you like to look for more automobile castings or anything of that sort?
So our automotive casting focus is going to be more on the aluminum and lightweighting side.
Okay.
Because that's where the world is moving. This kind of casting, which is, on the ferrous side, is going to be more industrial.
Okay. Got it. Thanks and all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Sorry for another question. Just quickly wanted to understand how do we, I mean, in last 12 months now, we have done second acquisition in the industrial space. Does it give you enough additional capabilities to target this renewable segment And would we be done with the M&A on the industrial side or M&A in general going forward?
I think that it would be very, foolish of me to say, give an answer for that because, look, it's really about getting into a field, getting deeper into a field. You know, from being a peripheral business, we're now making this one of our new mainstream businesses. So as we grow our relationships with our customers, as we expand our product portfolios and things like that, then we will get guided by what opportunity we see, what is the traction we get from our customers, and what opportunities we see in the market. So I don't, want to say, yes, we're done or no, we're not done because I don't think we know enough today about this to be able to answer that question.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Kalyani for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your interest in our company and for your questions. We look forward to being able to share more with you about this business once we complete the acquisition and start the integration process. And we will also have an opportunity for inviting some of you to visit the facilities that you would like and, continue our engagement at a high level, a close level, in order to, keep you updated with what we are doing and how that, will impact our business going forward. So thank you very much and have a lovely evening. We look forward to remaining in touch. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Bharat Forge, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.